Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, was outraged because Uthman did not offer ghusl. Other scholars say that no, it is not mandatory, it is recommended. Why? There are hadiths that say that if you come with ghusl to Jum'ah prayer, this is good. And if you come with wudu, this is sufficient. So this hadith clearly states that it is not mandatory and that it is something that is sunnah. And they answered the hadith where the Prophet says, as-salam, the Friday ghusl is mandatory upon every person who reached the age of puberty. They say that continue the hadith, complete the hadith, because the Prophet said this and then said, and the siwak and perfuming. So the meaning would be, the ghusl of Friday is mandatory upon every person who reached the age of puberty, plus using siwak and perfuming yourself. And by consensus of scholars, using the siwak and the perfume is not mandatory. So being with the first phrase means that mandatory here is recommended. And they go on to give a number of reasons and evidences. So it's an issue of dispute among scholars. I personally believe that it is highly recommended. And what adds value to that is the hadith of Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, in the Sunan. And I trust that it's in Sunan Abi Dawood, where the people were discussing ghusl al-Jumu'ah, the ghusl of Friday, and he said, I will tell you about that. The origin of this was that the people were farmers and they had only one set of clothes made of wool. So they used to work until it was close to midday, and then they come to the masjid, and when they came to the masjid, they sat, it was closed, it was tight, and they started to smell awfully. And they complained to the Prophet ﷺ that, okay, I can smell my own smell, but I cannot smell my brother's smell. It is so awful, the clothes are dirty, and we smell a lot because of the work under the sun. So the Prophet ﷺ addressed them and told them that it is not permissible for you to come without taking ghusl, a bath for Jumu'ah. So Ibn Abbas is explaining what is the origin of this issue. He said, after a while, after the people got a little bit rich and they got well off and they used to offer ghusl, then it became normal for them whether to come with ghusl or not, as long as they do not smell. And that is why Ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah have mercy on his soul, said that it is sunnah, yet it is mandatory for on those who are smelling, on those who stink, that they must perform ghusl before attending the ghusl of Friday. And this is the most authentic opinion of scholars, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. Among the questions that you may ask, and I will ask you, do you have questions? You have questions. So among the questions that some of you may ask, is this ghusl mandatory or recommended for everyone or only those who attend the Friday? The answer is only on those who attend Friday. So who are those who are exempted from attending Friday? Women, children, travelers, the sick and the ill are always exempted from attending because they have an excuse, but it is not permanent. So the scholars say that women, the children, the slaves, and travelers, these are exempted from attending Friday prayer. And what do we mean by travelers? A person who is on the road. So if I'm traveling from one city or one country to the other, and on my way, I pass by a place where they're calling for Jum'ah, should I stop? No, I continue. But if I reach my destination and tomorrow is Jum'ah, do I have to go and pray? Yes, now I'm not on the road of traveling. And scholars say that if those who it is not obliged upon them to attend attend Jum'ah, do they pray Dhuhr? No. For them it is accepted and they have no problem for that. One would ask, when it is time to perform ghusl, can I perform ghusl before the break of dawn? Or I have to perform ghusl after the break of dawn? The scholars say the Friday ghusl must be after the break of dawn, after Fajr. Because before that, it was not the day of Jum'ah, it was the night of Jum'ah. So if I offer my ghusl at 3 a.m., this is Friday night. It's not Friday. But after Fajr, this is considered to be the day and I can offer it. Some scholars say that if you offer the ghusl anytime, even before Maghrib prayer, then this is okay. And scholars say, no, this is not okay. The end of ghusl of Friday ends with what? Ends with the prayer ending. So if you pray after the Friday prayer, what use is it? Because this is a ritual designed for the prayer itself. Praying it afterwards does not do you any good. Unlike reciting Surah Al-Kahf. You don't have to recite Surah Al-Kahf before Friday. You can recite it before Asr, before Maghrib, a minute or two just before sunset. This would be acceptable. Do we have any questions? Yes, the brother on top.
Sheikh, my question is regarding the masjid and the imam. The question is that you told last time when we met that it is not allowed to decorate the masjids. But we know from a hadith or a narration that once Usman radiallahu anhu in his caliphate, he was arguing with the people and they were telling him that no, you cannot decorate the masjid. But he quoted something and said that I have heard Allah's Messenger and he used Allah's Messenger evidence and he designed and decorated the masjid with limestone and we know that he bought even oak. And also I wanted to ask that if the imam changes, for example, another imam comes, a more knowledgeable person, for example, in this gathering of ours, if Sheikh Saud Ashuraim comes and leads us in a prayer, will the reward will be more or will it stay the same?
Regarding decorating the masjids, I do not know this hadith regarding Uthman, may Allah be pleased with him, decorating the masjid. We know that he expanded the masjid a bit and maybe he thought that decorating the masjid in a fashion that is unlike definitely what we're doing now. It was probably decorating it by, instead of putting the trunks of palm trees, he made a wall. And some of the companions complained to that, thinking that this is decoration, but this is not decoration. And if you put limestone, this is to make it stronger and it would prevent things to come inside and dirt. And also it would prevent it from having rain water spoiling the masjid. But this is not decoration. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, when he instructed someone to build the masjid, to make it a place where rain would not come in and to make it like a arish of Arish Musa, which is something related to Musa. Arish is like a hut. So yes, decorating the masjid is not something recommended, but we have to differentiate between building a masjid in a fashion that may stay for a long time and decorating it and being extravagant while doing this. Regarding Sheikh Saud Shireen praying or not praying, this is irrelevant. We're talking about building the masjid and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. Yes, Abdurrahman.
Sheikh, regarding the issue of Jum'ah, is there a minimum amount of people required to initiate the prayer of Jum'ah? And regarding that also, some of the masjids that we visited, even though in here in the subcontinent people don't understand Arabic, the khutbah is only in Arabic. So is it recommended or what?
The first one is, some scholars say that the minimum required for the audience of Jum'ah is 40. But this is not backed by authentic hadith. And the most authentic opinion of scholars is that you have three people, one as an imam and two as followers and listening to the imam. And the second question, which is regarding the khutbah, which language it would be, I believe that we will postpone this. Until then, I'd leave you in Allah's safeguarding. Fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.